reading from the book of Job. Job answered his friends and said, I know well that it is so, but how can a man be justified before God? Should one wish to contend with him, he could not answer him once in a thousand times. God is wise in heart and mighty in strength. Who has withstood him and remained unscathed? He removes the mountains before they know it. He overturns them in his anger. He shakes the earth out of its place, and the pillars beneath it tremble. He commands the sun, and it rises not. He seals up the stars. He alone stretches out the heavens and treads upon the crest of the sea. He made the Bear and Orion, the Pleiades, and the constellations of the south. He does great things past finding out, marvelous things beyond reckoning. Should he come near me, I see him not. Should he pass by, I am not aware of him. Should he seize me forcibly, who can say him nay? Who can say to him, what are you doing? How much less shall I give him any answer, or choose out arguments against him? Even though I were right, I could not answer him, but should rather beg for what was due me. If I appealed to him and he answered my call, I could not believe that he would hearken to my words. The Word of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, how's your prayer life doing? Are you struggling like Job? In today's reading, he begins by saying the following: God is wise in heart and mighty in strength. He made the stars and shakes the earth. Yes, Job is aware of how awesome and powerful God is. But then he says the following: if I appealed to him and he answered my call, I could not believe that he would hearken to my words. Yes, Job is like so many of us. God is so big, so important, that he might not listen to me. Small, unimportant, me. We know from theological work that God is indeed transcendent. He's big and powerful, and more than we can ever imagine. But the great mystics tell us that God is also immanent, reaching down to touch each one of our souls. Augustine's conversion to Christianity was a profound recognition of that insight. And I quote him from his Confessions: Lord, you were within me, but I was outside. And it was there that I searched for you. Augustine spent so much time searching for the transcendent God out there, and it took him so long to find the immanent God within. My friends, today is the feast of St. Thais of the Child Jesus, often called Little Flower. Her simple approach to prayer is, to my way of thinking, the most important reason why Job's misgivings about prayer, let us listen to what St. Therese has to tell us. I do not have the courage to force myself to search out beautiful prayers in books. There are so many of them, it really gives me a headache. I cannot recite them all, and not knowing which to choose, I say very simply to God what I wish to say, without composing beautiful sentences, and He always understands me. For me, prayer is an aspiration of the heart. It is a simple glance directed to heaven. It is a cry of gratitude and love in the midst of trials as well as joy. Finally, it is something great and supernatural which expands my soul and unites me to Jesus. Well, my goodness, well said by a doctor of the church. Simplicity, talking to God as a friend, reaching out heart to heart. Don't get caught up in all the transcendent stuff and concentrate on the imminent stuff. Our prayer is most important when it comes from our soul.